This news update is being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They are open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full line service department. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County has received funding from the state to continue with the effort of remonumentation of properties. The county received $58,360 from the state of Michigan to continue the survey remonumentation program again this year. Based on the qualifications of surveyors, Ben Tank of Tank Surveying, Lawrence Wade of Case Surveying, and Paul Gerstenberger, PS, will share the money and the workload. The Office of Land Survey and Remonumentation is responsible for the administration of the Survey and Remonumentation Act. For the first time since the original government surveyors were established more than 100 years ago, the checking and establishing of survey markers to identify historic markers is being done. The original survey markers sometimes used rocks and trees, some of which have been lost over the decades. Ant Harbor Beach Community Schools recently hosted a moving event for young drivers featuring Sam and Maureen Howell's powerful story of overcoming the consequences of distracted driving. Organized by Carrie Monaghan, the trauma director of Harbor Beach Community Hospital, the presentation emphasized community safety and awareness. On April 17th, approximately 200 students in grades 8 through 12th gathered to hear Sam's journey, which began with a devastating car crash on February 14th of 2005. Despite facing a slim 3% chance of survival, Sam defied the odds thanks to the swift response of EMS and fire personnel, as well as timely medical care. The crash caused by a common distraction, his ringing phone, left Sam with severe injuries, challenging his ability to walk, talk, and eat again. However, with unwavering determination and support from rehabilitation specialists and medical professionals, Sam not only recovered but also graduated from college. Today, Sam and Maureen traveled across Michigan sharing their story to raise awareness about distracted driving. Their motto, "If it saves one person, it's worth it," drives their advocacy efforts. Their journey gained momentum when the Michigan State Police approached them to create educational videos highlighting the dangers of distracted driving. You can view one of said videos on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And although the greenhouse in the Unionville Sebring Area School District isn't totally finished, it is being used. The district is still waiting for Helms Caulking to finish the greenhouse. In the meantime, tables have been set up and some plants are growing in the greenhouse. During Superintendent Josh Hahn's report to the Board of Education, he announced the district received a grant that will be used to build a small barn. The barn is expected to house small animals like rabbits and chickens. It was also announced that the long-awaited electric bus is expected to arrive next month. In 2023, the USA School District, Harbor Beach School District, and the Abilene School Districts were approved for funding for those electric buses. To do that, those three districts were given a total of $4.9 million by the Environmental Protection Agency to share to switch from fossil fuel buses. USA's share of that money was $395,000 in funding for one electric bus from the Midwest Transit Company. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It would be nice to start your day with fresh baked bread or bagels for breakfast, wouldn't it? Well, you can, because Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe is open right now. They've been busy baking their several flavors of homemade bread and bagels, along with their entire line of cakes, cookies, donuts, muffins, and other delicious pastries while most people were sleeping early this morning. And since 5 a.m., many early risers and night shift workers have already stopped in for a cup of fresh hot coffee and a bag or box of their favorite desserts. When special occasions arise, many people depend on Murphy's Bakery for delicious custom birthday, wedding, anniversary, and other special occasion cakes. All of Murphy's products are baked fresh daily, naturally, Monday through Saturday. Murphy's Bakery, located at 110 Huron Avenue, just west of the downtown traffic light, has been serving the baking needs of Her Majesty the Housewife and people just like you since 1906.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Huron County is preparing for its annual spring household hazardous waste collection on May 8th from 1 until 5 p.m., focusing on promoting environmental sustainability and easing landfill strain. This exclusive opportunity, made possible through the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, allows residents to responsibly dispose of hazardous materials. Huron County's spring household hazardous waste collection, scheduled for May 8th, underscores the critical need to separate hazardous materials from regular waste streams. By diverting items such as chemicals and batteries away from landfills, the program aims to reduce environmental degradation and protect community well-being. This emphasis on proper waste disposal reflects a collective effort to promote a cleaner, safer environment through residents' active participation. While the collection accepts various hazardous material, certain items like tires, explosives, and latex paint won't be accepted. Residents can contact the MSU Extension Office for registration and details. Familiarizing with the accepted items list ensures compliance with collection guidelines. And Janine Henry's dedication and exemplary service to Huron County was recently lauded at a gathering hosted by the Huron County Democrats. With 18 years of steadfast commitment as a member of the County Board of Canvassers, Henry's invaluable contributions were celebrated with a certificate of distinction accepted graciously by her husband, Charles Henry. Evelyn Conkright, a fellow Democrat and colleague of Henry's on the Board of Canvassers, had the privilege of presenting the award, representing Huron County Clerk Lori Neal. Conkright warmly commended Henry's profound impact, emphasizing her deep knowledge and unwavering dedication to safeguarding the integrity of elections within the county. Quote, "I'm proud to have served for several years with Janine and learned so much about the process from her. Janine knew everything," said Conkright. Henry's enduring commitment to upholding democratic principles and ensuring fair and transparent elections over her 18 years of service has undeniably left a lasting impression on Huron County. And the Harbor Beach Education Endowments and the Huron County Community Foundation have joined forces to introduce the Pirate Fund, a program designed to enrich educational opportunities at Harbor Beach Community Schools. With generous donations from the Harbor Beach Athletic Association and other contributors, the HB Pirate Fund has surpassed the $10,000 threshold required to initiate scholarships and activities for students. A key objective of the HBEE is to establish child savings accounts for all HBCS students, facilitated by a significant contribution from the Storrs Family Trust, ensuring financial benefits upon graduation. Supported by the HB Board of Education, administration, and community members, this initiative reflects the vibrant pirates culture of Harbor Beach. The collaboration between HBEE and HCCF highlights the community's commitment to educational excellence and the future success of its students. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Hey, Tyler here from Al Hansen Motors. We've got a bunch of great deals right now. We have a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Sport loaded with full power options, Bluetooth, backup camera, and 3.5 EcoBoost V6. Only 72,000 miles starting at $29,580. Fresh on the lot is a 2016 Ford Taurus SEL with only 109,000 miles, featuring a backup camera, Bluetooth, and full power starting at $13,380. We also have a 2017 Ram 1500 SLT, like new with only 41,000 miles on it. This truck is equipped with cloth interior, four-wheel drive, and a legendary 5.7-liter V8 Hemi, and we're asking $26,980. Finally, we just received a 2020 Chevy Malibu LT with only 52,000 miles, featuring GM's Driver Confidence Package, a fuel-efficient 1.5-liter engine, and up to 45 miles per gallon highway. Save at the pump and on the lot, starting at $20,580. With the construction on 142, we are still open regular hours and have a back entrance to our lot. During this time, we also started a concierge test drive service. Give us a call and we'll bring the next car, truck, or SUV to a public meeting spot or right to your driveway for you to check it out.
Call Tyler at 989-269-7299 today to experience the Al Hansen difference.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The U.S. Justice Department has agreed to pay approximately $100 million to settle claims with about 100 people who say they were sexually assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar. A source with direct knowledge of the negotiations told the Associated Press about the deal on Wednesday. The deal has not been finalized and no money has been paid. The source spoke on condition of anonymity because the person was not authorized to speak before a formal announcement. An internal investigation found that FBI agents mishandled abuse allegations before Nassar was arrested in 2016. The settlement was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. A Justice Department spokesperson declined to comment. And a 12-year saga over a fatal national meningitis outbreak still isn't over. A man whose specialty pharmacy caused the outbreak in 2012 was supposed to be sentenced Thursday in Michigan for involuntary manslaughter, but the hearing was suddenly postponed until May when a different judge took the case. Relatives of some of the deceased in Michigan were prepared to give victim impact statements. Barry Caden operated New England Compounding Center in Framingham, in Massachusetts. It shipped tainted painkillers to clinics around the country. More than 700 people in 20 states were sickened with meningitis or other debilitating illnesses, and at least 64 people died. And independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. The Michigan Secretary of State's office said Thursday that the Natural Law Party nominated Kennedy at a convention. Kennedy's independent bid has spooked allies of both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees, who fear his famous last name and support among a slice of voters will be enough to tip the election. Michigan is the second state after Utah to affirm that his name will be presented to voters. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Is it time for a new kitchen or bathroom? Is it time for new countertops? Then it's time for a trip to D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop can help you design and build the kitchen or bath you've always wanted. From beautiful custom-built cabinets to quality cabinetry from Diamond and Decora, packed with all the features you desire. Plus countertops from Cambria Quartz, granite, and laminate countertops. D&M Cabinet Shop has provided quality cabinets for over 35 years. Call 989-479-9271. Or stop in the showroom at 5230 Purdy Road in Ruth.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Call us for a free estimate on all your kitchen or bath needs at 989-479-9271.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. A third panel of potential jurors is set to be questioned in Donald Trump's hush money case, drawing jury selection a step closer to completion and the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. after a jury of 12 New Yorkers was seated Thursday. Lawyers are now expected to turn their attention to picking remaining alternatives who can vow to set aside their personal views and impartially judge the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Thursday's court proceedings demonstrated the unpredictability in the jury selection process in a high-profile case such as this one. Two jurors who had been seated a day earlier were dismissed from the panel. And the Biden administration has finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska that are considered particularly sensitive as the Arctic continues to warm. The decision finalizes protections for the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska first proposed last year as the Biden administration prepared to approve the controversial Willow Oil Project. The approval of Willow drew the fury of environmentalists who said it flew in the face of President Joe Biden's pledges to combat climate change. A group of Senate Republicans, including Alaska Sens, Dan Sullivan and Elisa Murawski, condemned Friday's decision even before it was officially announced. And an apparent Israeli drone attack on Iran saw troops fire air defenses at a major airbase and nuclear site. The assault Friday comes in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. Speaking at the G7 meeting in Capri, Italian foreign minister said the U.S. received last-minute information from Israel about the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken did not dispute that immediately after their remarks, but said, quote, "We were not involved in any offensive operations," unquote. The apparent attack came on Iranian Supreme Leader's 85th birthday, with Israeli politicians also making comments hinting that the country had launched an attack. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond, and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh-baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And we do have one local obituary. George F. Deal of Port Hope passed away on April 12th at the age of 79. In-state will be held for George Deal at 9:30 a.m. at St. Anastasia Catholic Church on John R. in Troy until the time of Mass at 10 a.m. on Friday. Graveside service and burial will take place at Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope on Saturday, April 20th at noon. Share memories with the family of George Deal at their online guestbook at woojackcalcaterra.com. And you can view that website and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.